9-year-old Michelle Cronin showed me another game.
Michelle, you're back in with another game, and we have a newcomer here as well. What is your name?
Sarah.
And what's your surname, Sarah?
I'm Sarah Lennon.
How old are you, Sarah?
I'm nearly six, but I'm five.
And tell me, Michelle, what are you and Sarah going to be doing?
We're doing this hand clapping game called Mary Mac.
One, two, three. Mary Mac. Dressed in black, with silver buttons all down her back. She asked her mother, for 50 cents, to see the elephants jump over the fence.
First of all, have you ever heard of the game Red Rover?
No.
My nan has taught me about it.
Have you ever heard of the game Tig?
Yes. No. We usually play it at school.
Do you call it Tig, though?
No. We usually call it Tag.
Yeah. Do some people call it Catch as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Which is more popular, Tag or Catch?
Catch.
There's also another name for it. It's called Hunt, where there's two teams, not just one person.
Do you play hopscotch?
Yeah.
I think that's about it. There's other games, I think.
Tip the can.
When someone's at the can and they have to find the person when they're hiding
and
around
everyone hides around the school and someone would can.
And if you find them, you have to say tip the can and whoever you see. We say tip the can, I see Donna if you saw Donna.
Have you heard of the game Statues?
No.
Yeah, we all play musical statues.
And we also play Bulldog. Where there's one person on, and all. When he calls a number, he runs past, and if he gets caught, he's on with the other person.
And if he calls Bulldog, the whole of us run.
Is that Red Rover? That sounds like Red Rover to me.
I called to St. Joseph's Daycare Centre in Rathmore to see if the games played by the children of Shrone National School had also been enjoyed by their grandparents and great grandparents' generations.
Yeah. My name is Sheila Murphy. And I went to school in Knocknagree. And
when was that? What decade?
Oh, that was the earlier. Why, I'm 84 now, darling. I forget when it was, but it was the games we used to play as a children. We played hunts, and we played all sorts of games, and we really enjoyed ourselves going to school.
What was hunts?
We'd count around, and 20, everyone that had come to 20 would be put out, and we count again, and the last one standing, she'd have to hunt the other girls and tip them in the shoulder, and then she was in the group, and whoever she tipped in the shoulder was hunting them then. We had skipping and things like that, and we played hide and seek and stuff like that. We had a very, very happy childhood.
And what did you enjoy most about playing games in the school ground?
Meeting the children and being asked to join in. I loved it. I always loved being asked to join in.
My name is Bridie. I went to school in Tory in County Mayo.
And what decade was that, do you mind me asking?
It was in the 1960s, there around. And we played skipping and hopscotch and other games like that, you know.
What was your favourite game to play in the school round or when you were out with your friends?
Oh, ring-a-ring and roses.
Let's leave the last word to the children of Shrone, who still love to chant those nursery rhymes recited by children since time immemorial.
Here around the merrily bush, here around the merrily bush, frosty morning.
What's your name?
Ava Toomey.
And how old are you, Ava?
4. My name is Neil Craven and I am 5.
My name is Tommy O'Connor and I'm 4.
My name is Jamie Gordon and I'm 4.
It's Ava and I'm 8.
My name is Aidan and I'm 6 years old.
And what are you going to perform?
Ring a ring a rosy. Ring a ring a rosy. The frock of all the posy. A tissue, a tissue. We all fall down.